should be found in the assembly of his saints, May 28. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness, and cheerful feasts, therefore love the truth and peace. Our meetings should be made intensely interesting. They should be pervaded with the very atmosphere of heaven. They should be treated with the greatest solemnity and reverence, yet all the pleasantness possible should be brought into them. They should not be prolonged till they become wearisome, for the impression thus made upon the minds of the youth will cause them to associate religion with all that is dry and uninteresting, and many will be led to cast their influence on the side of the enemy, who, if properly taught, would become a blessing to the world and to the church. The social meetings and all other religious exercises should be so planned and managed that they will be not only profitable, but so pleasant as to be positively attractive. The Church of God below is one with the Church of God above. Believers on the earth and the beings in heaven who have never fallen constitute one church. Every heavenly intelligence is interested in the assemblies of the saints who on earth meet to worship God. While angels drink from the fountainhead, the saints on earth drink of the pure stream flowing from the throne, the streams that make glad the city of our God.